It's 9:30 on a Sunday night. I'm sitting outside and I've come back from a week and a bit in South Devon, Brixham, near Dartmouth. So I thought I'd sit outside tonight. Kids are in bed and been listening to the birds and the wildlife. Got two nests in the wisteria, which is right next to me, and I've got this really crazy ritual going on by these blackbirds where once it's in the nest, I assume it's the mother, and then you've got another blackbird, which I assume is the dad, who's like getting worms and stuff, and then he stands on the fence right next to me and he does all this little calling business, and then the other one calls back. I don't know if that's to say it's safe or not, but they like call to each other, then the mother flies out, the dad flies in, deposits his worms, and then comes out again, and then the mother flies back. And I think, as far as I know, they're still eggs. So it must just be food for her, I think. And then a little bit later, I saw there was nothing in the nest. And then the dad was really puzzled. He was running, he was going all around the garden. He was on the floor, on the grass, and all between the trees. And I thought, oh, she's being a dirty stop out. You know, she's sort of somewhere else. And he was calling and calling. And eventually she came back and she went back in, and it was almost like, it was like, well, where you been? And anyway, that's what I think anyway. So, and then I got Robbie the rabbit behind me there. You probably heard him thumping just then. So he's thumping away, looking at me now. Though I think he's a bit deaf. About been 8 years old or something. Yes, we're talking about you. And then, so I'm just sitting really quietly, quite still, because I'm just watching what's going on. And then this hedgehog comes sniffing my ankles, and I'm like, what? And I moved a bit, and then he sort of froze, and then I was sort of, oh, okay, hello, hedgehog. So I sort of stayed still, and he sniffed about, and I bent down and took a couple of pictures, but it's obviously quite dark now. Well, it's getting dark, so... so that was quite interesting, and then he sort of scuttled off and went round the corner. So, don't know, all we need now, I guess, is Robbie, stop it. All we need now is a fox, maybe. Don't know, we're semi-rural on an estate, so it's not, we're not right in the middle of the countryside, but the countryside is very close, so. Keep seeing weird poos around, and I'm sure an expert will be able to pick them up and taste them and work out what animal they come from. But no, I'll just sit here for a bit longer and see what appears. Although that little pitter patter, you might be able to hear. It's the pitter patter of rain, so maybe going in. Anyway, I hope you're all having a good evening. I'll talk to you soon.